Can't have enough timpani. There's not enough timpani in the world. We need more kettle drums. That's what we need. We're going to talk about a firm that provides communication systems for the Ministry of Defence and the International Space Station. They also build one or two aeroplanes. But now Boeing will be working with Staffordshire Police.
It's just signed a contract with the county's Police and Crime Commissioner, which could be worth up to £110 million. BBC Radio Stoke's North Staffordshire reporter Chris King can tell us where the money is going.
Well, it's not going to be on kettle drums, I can tell you that, but basically...
Oh, please. Sure.
Doesn't work apparently. Don't help catch police.
Community policing with kettle drums. You'd hear them coming, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. But anyway, basically, what they don't have is kettle drums. What they do have are these mobile tablets, which fit in the palm of the hand, which allow police officers to spend more time on the beat and less time in the office. So they can do things like send emails, take witness statements, check the jobs list, that sort of thing. Now, Boeing's defence arm has been awarded this contract to help them develop that technology, and the Police and Crime Commissioner Matthew Ellis is the one who signed off the deal.
Right across the country, billions have been spent on technology and policing over the last 10 years, and it's had a limited impact. So this is a whole new approach. This is about a different level of ambition, not doing what is done better, but fundamentally getting officers out there to have every single bit of information and every single bit of advice that they need to do their job better.
Now, the contract is worth £110 million over the next decade, but apparently Matthew Ellis says that it will save the force money.
So what does the force make of it all?
Well, certainly Chief Constable Jane Sawyers is really pleased with it. She was telling me that the officers have been struggling to work with outdated equipment that they've all currently got.
What I really want it to do is not only bring us up to date with our technology, because officers and staff currently tell us that they have better equipment at home than they do at work, but actually prepare us for the future. Everybody knows that probably technology has surpassed everybody's expectations. The internet is used by so many people for so many different things.
And of course that includes criminals who are using ever more high-tech methods to commit offences. What's interesting is this is the first time that Boeing has worked with the police force, and it insists it will be a partnership. But one of the first challenges to make sure that all that technology talks to each other and that it's fit for purpose.
What will this mean then for people living in Staffordshire?
Well, it should mean we see more police officers out and about. In fact, if you read the blurb that they handed out before this announcement was made, then it says it frees up time in the equivalent of 100 officers. Bosses say that officers will have more information available to them at the touch of a button. But Liz Dale, who's a PCSO in Rugeley, says the things that would make her life easier.
There are times where you have a bit of a brain freeze and you think, I'm not sure where I'm going. You know, so Google Maps would be a good thing. And also when they're saying about missing persons or someone we're looking out for, pictures on there of people that we're looking out for.
I should point out, of course, that there are other web-based mapping apps available. But needless to say, I suspect the first one's relatively easy to sort out. Making the second one happen is what Boeing's been brought in to do.
Yeah, interesting this. Why is Boeing involved then?
Well, apart from £10 million a year. Well, speaking to the Vice President of Boeing Defence UK, I think he sees it as a bit of a challenge, really. Some of the technology has been linked to something out of the 1980s, but David Pitchford says that it doesn't scare them.
We work extensively with the Ministry of Defence, where we've fixed a lot of systems that were very old and underinvested. So we're used to doing that. It doesn't scare us. It will take a bit of time, but we've got a plan to do that.
Now, what you have to remember is that Boeing beat off competition from 49 other organisations to get this contract. David Pitchford was saying to me that despite the eye-watering sum of money that they're going to be paid, they are worth it.